Pennsylvania's congressional hopefuls now have a little more certainty about May's primary election. The newly drawn district map was upheld after being challenged in court, and the deadline has passed for major party candidates to get on the ballot. 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino Young reports on the names voters will see in the new 17th district, which was once the 12th, north of Pittsburgh.
It was once a safely held Republican district that stretched from the Ohio border more than 100 miles east to Johnstown. Now, the 17th is more compact, includes more of Allegheny County, and many say is more blue. Throughout the past year, at least 8 Democrats have come and gone from the race, attempting to flip the district and take the seat away from Republican incumbent Keith Rothfuss. 3 remain. 58-year-old attorney Beth Terazi has been on the campaign trail for nearly a year. She says her experience representing clients like injured workers has poised her for elected office.
What I do for a living is I solve problems and I get things done.
The Sewickley native says she's running because she sees firsthand the challenges the country faces. She cares for her elderly parents who depend on the social safety net and has grown sons who she says struggle to get health care and employment. And as far as economic development in her district,
you see, Pittsburgh is progressing and things are happening in Pittsburgh. But then you go 15 miles down the road to the 17th Congressional District, which, you know, is in Beaver, and you're not seeing the same movement.
She says besides the advantage of campaigning in a more compact geographic area after the map redraw, the race has remained the same for her.
It's the same kind of people, same kind of issues.
But a lot has been up in the air.
What's been the biggest challenge of your campaign so far?
I don't know. I'm just the kind of person that accepts challenges.
And many would call having to face Democrat Connor Lamb a challenge. He appears to have just won a special election in Pennsylvania's old 18th district. Because that district no longer exists under the new map, he joined the race in the 17th at the last minute. Lamb received a lot of national attention during the special election. So when he made the switch, some Democratic candidates made room. Tom Prigg decided to run in a different district. Aaron Anthony dropped out to endorse Lamb. So did Aaron McClelland, who's run against Rothfuss twice before. But many folks are noting the difference between the Republican-leaning old 18th, which Lamb won with more centrist views on firearms and abortion, and the new 17th, which is now forecast as a toss-up. The other name on the Democratic ballot in the 17th is Ray Linsenmeyer.
This has been such a roller coaster that you can either focus on what's happening outside of your race, or you can focus on what's happening inside of your campaign. And if I spent my time thinking about all the things and all the maps and then all the lawsuits, I wouldn't have any time to do any campaigning.
The 50-year-old business owner from McCandless has been working on other people's campaigns for more than a decade. But with a 2-year-old daughter, he says he's running for office to ensure she grows up in a better world. His campaign focuses on gun safety, economic development, and job training.
One of the things that's very important to me is to have proactive job training while people are still working, to help them with the prerequisites so that they're a more limber and a more nimble workforce. I think being that nimble also makes it so that companies want to move into the area.
He says he's happy to face Lamb and Terazi in this race.
A good vibrant primary is going to make us all better. So when we go after Keith, the person who wins this primary is going to have a great message and a great organization, and we'll be able to take the Pennsylvania now 17th away from Keith Rothfuss.
The primary election is May 15th. I'm Virginia Alvino Young, 90.5 WESA News.